Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to a special board meeting of the NJEDA. At this time, all phone participants are in a listen-only mode. Please be advised today's meeting is being recorded. When the chairman opens the public comment portion of the meeting, members of the public attending by phone will be advised to press one, then zero on your telephone keypad to be placed into queue and speak and provide public comment. You will be asked to provide your name and any organization with which you are affiliated. You may withdraw your question at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star and then zero. I would now like to turn the conference over to Chairman Kevin Quinn. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Operator. Tim, if you could read the open public meeting notice.
Of course. Good morning, Chairman and everyone. In accordance with the Open Public Meeting Act, notice of this meeting has been sent to the Star-Ledger and the Times of Trenton at least 48 hours prior to this meeting, and a meeting notice has been posted on the Secretary of State's bulletin board at the Department of State. Back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Thank you, Tim. Munir, if we could do a roll call, please.
Yes. Chairman Kevin Quinn.
Here.
Vice Chair Charles Farlow.
Here.
Virginia Bauer.
Here.
Robert Shimko.
Here.
Fred Dumont.
Here.
Noreen Giblin from the Executive Branch.
Here.
State Treasurer Elizabeth Moyo.
Here.
Maureen Caridi, Commissioner of Banking and Insurance.
Present.
Commissioner Robert Angelo, Department of Labor.
Here.
Elizabeth Dragon for DEP Commissioner Sean LaTourette.
Here.
Bill Elagia. No. Marcia Marley.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Munir.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I want to thank all of our board members and staff for their flexibility in being able to schedule this unanticipated meeting today, Wednesday. Thank you for the consideration. As you'll learn here, to the extent you have not familiarized yourself with the materials, this is related to a financing at a wind port and a close read of the documents by expert people identified an area that we need to address to have a successful underwriting. And so thank you for your patience and your flexibility, and I will turn things over to Tim. Tim?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I just echo your appreciation and add a note of apology for taking everyone's time incrementally. We're not planning to be together in January, but we did have this important and timely thing with regard to the financing and a leaseback structure that the board approved at the December meeting, and I'll let Jonathan describe that in more detail. The only thing I just want to note is a shout-out to Liz and the team at Treasury and the public financing in particular. Couldn't ask for better, stronger partners and collaborators in this entire exercise, including down the stretch here as we identified this issue and this hiccup that needed the resolution we're proposing for you today. So in the spirit of brevity, Mr. Chairman, I'll yield the floor back to you.
All right. Thank you, Tim. So as chair of the policy committee, we met on Friday, January 13th, to review the memo being presented for consideration today regarding the request to amend the authority's ground lease with PSE&G Nuclear as it relates to the New Jersey wind port. And I will turn things over to Jonathan here. Jonathan.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board are asked to approve an amendment to the authority's existing ground lease with PSEG Nuclear LLC. The amendment removes restrictions on PSEG's ability to terminate the PSEG lease while the authority has project bonds outstanding, and in turn removes the authority's obligation to PSEG to establish and maintain a rent reserve account. These provisions are no longer necessary due to the authority's purchase of Parcel B, which it purchased from PSEG last year, and incorporation of that authority-owned property into the lease back between the authority and the state. This change is expected to result in a net saving to the state from not having to allocate capital to the rent reserve account and incur interest on that amount. Thank you for your attention. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Do you have any questions for Jonathan?
This is Rob. I have a question. Just generally, what is the timeliness issue at hand? I wasn't very clear from me reading the materials.
Hey, Rob, it's Tim. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
We are, along with our partners at Treasury and the public finance team, basically in the marketplace, ready to finalize the transaction to finance the next phase of the Wind 4 construction. There is a window that exists basically prior to the budget that needs to, and for this to close in time. We are up against it, and so hence the timing.
Thank you.
Do we have other questions for Jonathan? If we have no other questions for Jonathan, can I get a motion to approve?
Jenny Bauer, I'll move it.
Thank you, Jenny. Can I get a second?
Angelo.
Thank you, Rob. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any recusals, abstentions? All right, now I'd like to open the public comment portion of the meeting. First, I'd like to ask Daniel Esser to read the NJEDA's public comment policy and process for this telephonic board meeting. Danielle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated in the NJEDA's public comment policy, members of the public who are interested in providing comment can press 1 then 0 on their telephone keypad to be registered to speak, which will place each person into a queue based on the order received. We'll go over NJEDA's public comment policy now, which is also available on the NJEDA website. Each speaker will be prompted to speak one at a time. Each speaker should announce his or her name, organization, affiliation, and the topic on which the remarks will be given. Each speaker will have a maximum of 3 minutes to speak and should limit their comments to matters pertaining to the authority. Staff will prompt the speaker when the time has expired. The speaker may not register to speak more than once during the same public comment period to ensure there's ample time for all of those who wish to speak, and speakers may provide related documents, printed comments, or materials attached to an email. We look forward to receiving your public comment at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, for members of the public on the phone, if you wish to ask a question, please press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. You may withdraw your question at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. One moment for our first question. And we have no questions in queue. Please continue.
Thank you, operator. If there's no additional comments, I'd like to thank everybody for their participation this morning. And we'll now make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Can I get
Fred,
a second?
Motion to second.
Thank you, Fred. All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Deeply appreciate
right.
it. See you in February.
Bye.
Thank you, and that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T conferencing service. You may now disconnect.